Good morning. 7:37 a.m. on Friday, June 11th, 2021. You can probably tell my brain is going like 16 different directions at once. I'm having difficulty finding controls to my actual speech. It's a lovely, cool 64 degrees here. It's probably 62 when I left the house. I'm pretty sure it's gone up a couple degrees in the last 20 minutes. It'll probably go up a couple more before I'm actually back at the house. But other than the long westward trek with the sun shining directly on my back, most of it's in shade, so I'm good. Today, I think it's going to be the day. Today, I think it's going to be the final day for the file that never ends. I started typing it not knowing what it was. And I just keep on typing it. Typing it because it's the file that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends. But I think today is going to be denouement day, the end of the denouement. I'm working on a day tomorrow now. I think I've closed off most of the loops in this series, this trilogy. And I'm just opening up a few new loops for future work. I'm pretty excited about the possibility of this future work. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it works out. But I need to find the end here soon. Good morning. It's a monster file. It really is. It's going to take a while to sort it out. But once I get it sorted out, I'll be able to drop probably a book a month for a while. At least every 6 weeks. And I'm going to start on the Wizard Cat as soon as this is over. So, yesterday, and in case you're wondering, yesterday I went home and sat down, and of course the file is open on my desktop. I try to stand up and leave the file open. So when I sit back down again, it's the first thing I see because ADHD. Oh, look. I've been in the file today. I may have written 6 or 7 words. Mostly what I did was reread the last little snippets. Just the last What is that? This was like somebody rolled an Axe body spray. Oh, that's there is literally no one that I can see. There's no one in actual sight. I can hear somebody running. It's either an ager or a grass blower or something. But I smell that same smell. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a dryer sheet or something. Getting your laundry done early in the day is good practice, because you'll want all your electricity for the air conditioning later on. It's going to be another high 90s day. It was high 90s yesterday. I think it's supposed to be high 90s again today. I haven't actually looked. It doesn't really matter. Oh, okay. Let me hustle my bustle here. Let this guy go. He was nice enough to put his blinker light on and now he's halfway across the street, so let me get out of his way. There. Okay. Yep. No, pull on the cord. The microphone cord has just got about the same length to, or from the bill of my cap to the base of my thumb. So if I'm not careful as the way I hold the phone, by swinging my arms will tug on the cord, which is not good. So today is Friday. I still have to do my morning prompt. I don't know what I'm going to prompt. Yesterday was reading. What do you read? The day before was writing sheds. I'd love to have a writing shed. But the question is, would I use it? And I suppose if I transplanted my current desk and computer setup into the writing shed, or even into the office that I have set up, if I moved all that stuff in there, then I wouldn't have any place else to do it. So yeah, I suppose I could use it. But the downsides of it are still coming up. Get ready, sit with me. Won't post. Downsides of it still outweigh the potential, I think. That's quite a yard sale, all right. Foosball table, vacuum cleaner, bicycle, a couple lawnmowers. A little riding mower. More bicycles. Must be lawn sale day here, Greeley. There's a woman that's got a load. It's a baby chapter of thrust. Two dogs on leashes. It's Friday. Oh, okay, lawn sale. Lawn sale start on Friday. Generally, Friday through Sunday. Better deals in the afternoon. This lot here on the corner had a bunch of stuff in it that was kind of iffy. Trees that were gone. A lot of weeds. It's cleaned up right now. They dug the stump out. They've managed to break their irrigation system, but I'm sure they've got it repaired. I'm sure they will get it repaired. Seedlings are coming along nicely. I can't tell. Looks like a few pepper plants and some maybe tomatoes. It's just a single shoot with some frilly leaves on top. It could be tomato plants. But why you would plant tomatoes from seeds this late in the season, I don't know. Ah, I'm still reading Bob and Nikki. I'm reading it more with a more critical eye. Now that I'm in book, I don't know, six, at least five, might be six. I've lost track. They're relatively short books, $2.99 each. And I think I mentioned it yesterday, Jerry Boyd does a really good job of changing up the story. So the issues that they had to deal with in the beginning are similar to, but they're not the same issues that they're dealing with right at the moment. There's a lot of stuff happening, and I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to spoiler it, because it's such a fun read. but the style is right out of 50s pulp. If it weren't for the current pop culture references, I would think this series was written in 1955. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of old TV references. I can't remember what it was now. There was one that was like, it was a referencing something. Meme, song, something. That's only like a few years old. Of course, my sense of a few years old is probably different. There are a lot of people who think a few years old means older than 2015. And that was yesterday. My time sense may be off a little bit. I don't know. But I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the hell of it. The other thing I'm enjoying, and I have to confess I was a little bit skeptical when I dropped the $60 to buy the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I wasn't sure that I had a rig that could run it because the minimum requirements seemed pretty steep. I needn't have worried on that score, at least on the first one. And I spent a lot of time kind of, what is this supposed to be? What am I doing here? But I kept going because I remember the first time I played Fallout 4. I thought, this is dumb. I died like 5 times. And I couldn't really get a handle on the controls because I've been playing Skyrim and I couldn't get my fingers to work right. And later I realized I died 5 times in the entry tutorial. I never actually got the game started. I never actually got to the point where I was playing the game. I gave up because it was in the tutorial. And I couldn't understand where the game was going. It's like, there's supposed to be other people around. There's supposed to be NPCs. There's supposed to be, what the? And so I sort of treated the beginning of Mass Effect as, yeah, it's a tutorial. And the longer I play it, the more convinced I am that I'm still in the tutorial. I'm still in the early stages. It's a talkie game, jeez. Talkie, 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 go talk to this guy, go talk to that guy. Go through all of the different dialogue options. What about this one? What about that one? If I talk to them again, you go back to them and it's a different set sometimes. You go back to them and it's the same set sometimes. It's weird. I haven't figured it out yet. But I did notice that yesterday I spent 5.5 hours at it. After I got my work done, so it was okay. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.